Wow, I can't
91.4. We switched today.
That's not what it is. It's 91.5 FM, WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Once again, we hit 25 listeners today. That was a new record. We're still at 22.
And it's not even technically our show anymore, but yeah. We will be playing tunes until the next show comes in.
We will. Before we go, I just want the world to know that, like, my mom thought that Run the Jewels song was interesting. So even if my dad doesn't like hip hop, my mom's vibing with it. I think that's great. And thank you so much for listening. This has been so much fun. Hit me up if you want a sticker or t-shirt.
Or me. Noah, I'm kind of running out.
He's running out. Yo, Noah's fans are more loyal than my fans. Y'all gotta step it up.
I was just tossing out stickers all weekend. You're busy with family business.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
You got that time advantage.
Yes.
But maybe we'll start ordering like in the thousands. That'd be fresh.
Yeah, just kind of sprinkle. We'll do the plain thing. Sprinkle them all over the place. Love you too, Nick Lawler. he just told me that.
What a guy.
Yeah. Up next is Will Smith. Here's a song I found in a snowboarding video a few years back. I'm about to freak this. Ha 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 ha. What? I'm about to freak this. What you want me to freak this? Just peep it while I freak this. Aye. I'm about to freak this, full out the king of the hill, Big Will, keeping it real, knees in the grill, the whole set on lockdown, making you flock down to where I'm at, to hear my rap, I be that cat that set trends, where y'all at, on the corner with your friends, heard you screaming about cream in your rap, kid, yo, my last check for Wild Wild West came on a flatbed, once and for all, let's get this straight, how you measure a rapper, what make an MC great, is it the sales, 20 mil, is it the cars, Bentleys, is it the women, Jada, is it the money, please, Mr. Clean, yet the fact remain, got girls that don't speak English, screaming my name. All you rappers yelling about who you put in a hearse, do me a favor, write one verse without a curse. I'm about to freak this. What you want me to freak this? Don't s-
Right now I gotta keep a ton of gon' be that fucking nigga. Everything be good until you doing better than them. They wanna see a nigga shot to see me in the system. All you niggas out here poison like snake venom. Codeine in my liver, rockin' Balenciaga denim. I'm booted even when I'm sober, I don't need a jiggle. They sending all my niggas on a fucking joint. I told that baby to come over cause I'm fucking horny. My mama told me, kitty nigga, son, keep it going. I'm thug to the bone, but I'm still her baby boy. Look who that boy, they hate to see you in a form. They miss when you was in that yoda kicking doors. Look who that they don't like to see you in, and they wanna see you in a penitentiary. I leave me a little baby who gon' listen. Girl, I don't wanna be the one you again. My mama told me, boy, make a decision. Right now I gotta keep a ton of vision. I need me a little baby who gon' listen. Girl, I don't wanna be the one you again. The Kodak, they don't like to see you winning. They wanna see you in a penitentiary. I need me a little baby who gon' listen. Girl, I don't wanna be the one you again. My mama told me, boy, make a decision. Right now I gotta keep a ton of vision. They sending all my homies on a mission. And I ain't tryna miss out on these millions.
Hey, this is Alex Golan. You're listening to Headroom on 91.5 WMFO Medford. And I've got two albums for you tonight. I'm playing them front to back. Hopefully I'll have enough time. The first one that you're listening to right now is Heat Miser, and the next one's going to be from Elliott Smith. I hope you enjoy.
I'm
right, so that is the end of the first side of that record. We have a special guest. Well, he's always special, no matter how often he's here. But yeah, it's our old friend Hunter,
aka DJ G Marquee. Good evening, folks. We are here on Headroom with DJ Alex Golan. And DJ, what have you been playing for us this evening?
I have been playing a Heat Miser album. It is called Dead Air. I think it was their first one, and it's very good.
It's much better than actual Dead Air.
Yeah, true. Mm. Most things are.
Most things.
But this was Elliott Smith's, like, I don't even know exactly, like, what the term would be, because it wasn't, like, his first band. It wasn't his most famous band. It was sort of one of the in-betweeners, but, like, it started to really breach the scene for him, and this was back when he was on the West Coast, and then he wanted to go kind of softer and solo. So it's kind of interesting hearing him go from this kind of stuff to, and then I've got another one that'll play, but I don't even know if we'll have time, because that was like a 20-minute side. So we'll see. But I don't know. Tell us about your day or something. How are you? What's new?
I'm alive still. Doing quite a bit these days. I've been up since 7 o'clock. But guess what?
What?
I made an incredibly important discovery today.
What was that?
So, in the building that I intern at, there is a kitchen, right? And the kitchen has, like, coffee and soft drinks. It's pretty great. Guess what else they have?
I don't know.
A cabinet, like, full of Smart Food popcorn. Like, just
delicious.
Like, they could not fit priceless. More little bags of it in there if they possibly wanted. And I almost cried. I really had to hold it back. And, you know, you don't want to look unprofessional.
No, I mean, like, but no one wants to admit to eating 9 cans of ravioli, but, like,
well, you've all been there.
It happens, yeah. And, you know.
Oh, man. Speaking of which, you know, do you happen to know where a fine, respectable individual could purchase a can of SpaghettiOs at this time in the evening?
It's pretty late. I mean, actually, I think Star Market might be 24 hours. Hmm. You could definitely get it there.
Ooh, good call.
I once went shopping there at like 2 in the morning, and it was kind of tight because like no one was there.
See, that was Walmart for me growing up. Walmart never closed.
I never went to Walmart when I was young.
We had a McDonald's in the Walmart.
Well, yeah, I remember. Well, actually, that's not true. So I went to Walmart on the rare occasion, and there was a McDonald's there. I remember because there was a McDonald, like Ronald McDonald statue. Mm-hmm. And those were always kind of creepy in a fun way. Mm. What are your feelings on clowns?
On clowns?
Yeah. Yeah. Give me a hot take.
I'll be honest. 4-year-old and 5-year-old Hunter did not like clowns.
Fair.
And even though that was the case, his parents still got him clowns for his birthday, like, every year.
So did, like, you eventually
Oh, man. Watching the videos, like, the home videos growing up, you have, like, the clown shows up, and then I burst into tears and run away. And then somehow,
oh my God,
they managed to convince me, like, hey, the clown's not going to murder you. And then I'm like, all right. And then I kind of, like, start getting along with the clowns.
Right.
That's kind of my reaction now, is it's like, when I see a clown, I'm like, all right, no.
Like, you're not into it. Yeah, like, there's still, like, a wall there.
I'm like, all right, why you do? What are you up to? What's your angle here?
Right.
But
for sure, I mean, especially with the clowns in the news lately. But
right, but I mean, hey, not all clowns are bad. I don't have a ton of Krusty the Clown.
Krusty the Clown is tight.
He's kind of bad, but he's like.
Bottom line is, never trust a juggalo.
True.
Yeah. Gives you the superpowers of that animal, plus other powers. But in real life, the only power you get is the power to die. Learn the facts. Rabies kills nearly 4,000 Americans every 1,000 years. Rabies. Ugh.
shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you had to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
Well, it's 1 a.m. Better go home and spend some quality time with the kids.
Just a second, Homer. You gotta take a breathalyzer test before I let you drive home.
I guess I'll walk home.
Proof of the existence of God, here it is.
All right, so this has been Headroom on 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Alex Golan, and I am signing off while Hunter starts to sign on, and I'll still be here. So.
I'm trying to get out of the chair.
Hunter's having a hard time with his legs today, but he'll be up and, you know, running around, scampering around again. Enjoy his tunes.